Disability advocates are calling for a royal commission into the financial abuse of the elderly and the mentally ill. They say hundreds, if not thousands, of people are affected every year. In some cases, the victims are left destitute and unable to afford the basics of life. And most of the time, the perpetrators are family members. Michael Edwards has this report.
John, not his real name, is in his 60s and lives in a retirement village in Queensland. Despite having a mental disability, he prides himself on being a shrewd investor and as someone who knows how to take care of himself financially. However, his strong financial position was destroyed when his younger sister took control of his money by having his finances put under the control of the public trustee.
She'd done it basically to just all obtain money, and yet I'm somebody who can manage money and she can't. But the thing is, she keeps trying to get everybody's money all the time.
John says his sister fraudulently obtained a doctor's letter stating he couldn't read and write, and therefore the public trustee needed to be brought in. The move cost John hundreds of thousands of dollars. He now finds it tough affording the basics of life, including the hundreds of dollars he needs to spend each week on his medicines.
I need help, but I can't get help. To me, I just feel like it's not fair. They won't help me. I feel like nobody else can sort of help me. So I'm finding all that very hard at the moment.
And sadly, John's plight is far from isolated. Thousands of vulnerable, elderly and disabled people are exploited in ways like this every year. In many cases, it's a family member or close friends doing it. The most common way is to bring in the public trustee or gain power of attorney over the victim's finances.
It's a really hard one to quantify because so much of it happens within the family.
Jeff Rowe is the chief executive of Queensland Age and Disability Advocacy.
People choose generally someone that they know, someone that they trust to be their enduring power of attorney or their guardian. You know, they're the people that are most likely to, you know, have control of the purse strings.
It can often start with just small amounts of money being taken, and it can lead to people losing large assets, such as houses.
We're seeing more and more where, you know, the family home is being taken over by children of the individual for their own purpose rather than the best interest of the adult person that they're supposed to be supporting.
Lisa Jackson is 52 years old. Her sister took $121,000 off her after she was appointed as her administrator. She's tried to get the missing money back, but she's found it almost impossible.
Because she was appointed my administrator, she had a legal leg to stand on. And I can't take it through the court system without paying money, obviously. I need to take it through the personal court, civil court system. I can't take it as a charge of fraud.
A recently released Senate report into the treatment of disabled people called for a royal commission into this type of financial abuse. It's a move that has the strong support of advocates such as Jeff Rowe.
The broader Senate report came up with 30 recommendations, the royal commission being the first. I think there's enough there that we can do a whole lot of things to make some very immediate impacts now rather than putting things on hold while we look further at it.
Jeff Rowe from the Queensland Aged and Disability Advocacy Service, ending that report from Michael Edwards.